more than 2,000 people, hundreds of them first responders and law enforcement, crowded the expansive halls of Bradfordville First Baptist Church. In front of the pulpit, the flag-draped casket of Leon County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Smith. He was killed November 22nd as he and another deputy arrived to a house fire. That fire was intentionally set by a gunman with anti-government views who was known to local law enforcement officials. During a Monday night memorial service for Smith, Leon County Commission Chairwoman Marianne Lindley says the rainy weather reflects the sorrow of Tallahassee.
I think this rain really emphasizes how we all feel a great sorrow in our community. On Saturday morning, our whole community did suffer a tremendous loss when first responders, like they do every day, rushed towards danger while others sought safety. It's what heroes do, and we lost one that day.
Smith's death occurred just 2 days after a gunman walked onto Florida State University's campus and began shooting students in front of Strozier Library. Three people were injured, including 21-year-old Farhan Ahmed, who was struck 3 times. One bullet hit him in the spine, and he's now paralyzed from the waist down, says his sister Farhana Ahmed.
Ronnie was immediately... He immediately knew that something was wrong because one of the first bullets struck his spine, and it's left him paralyzed from the waist down. But despite his injuries, he's alive, and we're so grateful that he's here with us.
It's still a lot to take in, and many in the community are struggling to absorb it all. It's the kind of violence that seems to happen in bigger cities, those far away. It doesn't occur in Tallahassee, except now it has. And as Billy Graham Ministry Chaplain Kelly Burke points out, it hurts.
There's been a tear at the fabric of our society. There's been a shaking of our very foundation. But we are not without hope, and we are not hopeless. Nor are we helpless. In fact, it is in these dark times, it is in the storms of life that character is built and molded.
Still, while rain may have marked the somber mood of Tallahassee, it's also come to symbolize something else, cleansing. And already many are starting to look ahead, regroup, and begin to reassess what being a part of a community really means. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.